Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. We're told to avoid pride and to pursue humility, but does this make any sense? Should we not be proud of our achievements? And don't we all know humble people who are meek and timid? Is that how we're supposed to be? Or is it possible that we just don't truly understand what pride and humility are supposed to mean? To help clarify things, here's Rabbi Simi Lerner with an excerpt from his series on Rav Hirsch's Horeb, Philosophy of Law and Observances. And the shir is called Grounding Pride and What Humility Is Not.
Rav Hirsch explains that what we mean by being proud or having the character trait of gaiva is when you look at things that you have as being down to your own achievements. I'll break that down, and I think this is reflective of life. Perhaps putting it in a secular context first and then emerging it into the religious world perhaps will ground it easier. Because it's easier to say that God gives you everything. Once again, that doesn't really hit home. Of course you can say that. But perhaps if we look at it from another point of view, your genetics, you didn't pick those. Your culture, you didn't pick that either. Your parents, you didn't pick that. You can only take credit with what you do with what you were given. Your social capital, your environment, these play a massive part in how our life emerges. You take credit for what you do with it. Now, transitioning to the religious sphere, everything is in the hands of heaven except fear of heaven. Now, this is a classic phrase from Chazal, and this is what Rav Hirsch invokes to appreciate where we step into the game. We step into the game in achieving our purpose, achieving our duty. That is where we step into the game. Before that, that's not really us. Those are the tools in which we were given to achieve our purpose. If you believe you have a purpose, the purpose of the Jewish people, the purpose of the world, from the point of view of the Torah, is a certain mission. That's where you step in. You were given things, you were given means, to fulfill an end. So to take pride in the means that you were given is slightly strange. It's strange if you're a secular individual, and it's strange if you're a religious individual. You only take credit in which you live out your purpose. So to call that pride, perhaps we could call it confidence. Perhaps we could call it a recognition or a satisfaction in the nobility of one's purpose. Because if you don't work towards something, you're not doing anything. You don't want to go to the extreme saying God does everything, in which case you do nothing, in which case the entire religious system is a sham. I am given means, and with these means I achieve ends, and I take satisfaction, I take confidence from achieving these ends, but not because of the means I was given, which means when I reflect on another person's achievements, can I really judge? What means was he given? What means was he given to achieve his ends? It levels the playing field in how you look at people, which is the danger of pride. Pride makes me look at other people in a negative light. You get rid of pride, but you keep the self-confidence if you recognize the work that goes into achieving purpose, achieving one's duty with the means that one was given. And from that, self-confidence and satisfaction does arrive. As I said at the start, this translates beautifully to the secular world, because if you're looking at the universe as being an expression of chance, then the chance processes that are responsible for your genetics or your culture, which make up your character traits, to take pride in that would be a bit strange. But you could pick up a goal, you could pick a purpose, and then take self-confidence and satisfaction from achieving that purpose with the means that you were given.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.